Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager and Thrive member Aaron Adams about the 4th of July planning meeting coming up tomorrow. 4th of July, an emphasis this year to kind of do some events throughout the year. Thrive would like to do 4 events for every season. Your event, Aaron, is the 4th of July. I guess for listeners, really, what is the emphasis on 4th of July? What would you like to see change? What are some things that Thrive would like to do with 4th of July?
First and foremost, we'd like to see more events here in town. You know, I've been here in the community a little over 3 years. So we've been through a couple of 4ths of July, and there's not a lot going on, you know, and so my kids want to go to parades, they want to have activities, and we find we have to leave the community to do that. Sometimes as close as going to Pella and other communities, but we really think we should be having some options here in town. And as you mentioned, Thrive has tried to identify an event that they can do basically once a quarter so that we can hit kind of the 4 seasons of the year. And it might be hard to think about July with the temperatures what they are outside right now, but we're trying to be planned ahead. And so a big part of what we'll do on the 11th is just brainstorm. This is going to be the first meeting for this committee. We have some folks who have signed up, so I'm hoping those folks will come. But we would also invite anyone who just has an interest in being involved with the 4th of July in our community. They should come too. We'll have introductions, because a lot of these people will be meeting each other for the first time, try and set up a framework, schedule future meetings. But then I think the biggest component of the meeting will just be to brainstorm, get some ideas. What are the things we'd like to see? What are the things we've heard from folks in our community that they'd like to see as part of an event that we don't currently have? So, yeah, definitely would want people to come and bring their ideas for that.
Now, this is coming up on the 11th, you said, at 5 o'clock here in City Hall. Anybody is welcome to participate in that. I guess when it comes to Thrive, I'll ask you, when it comes to Thrive and these 4 events throughout the year that Thrive is trying to emphasize or try to make big here in Knoxville, what is the purpose behind that? Why is it so important to make sure that there's something big happening in every season of the year?
I think it's a couple of different things that we have going here. First and foremost, I live in this community, my kids are in this community, and I want for them to have things that they can have to do and build memories. I want them to remember these big events from their childhood. I have similar memories of my own childhood in my hometown. So I think that's a big part of it. I think these are opportunities to bring us together as a community. I think not only that, but hopefully bring some folks from outside of the community, even if they just come visit for a day, give them a nice positive view of a community I think a lot of us care a lot about. I think when we do it quarterly, that's a good balance of being able to put out a quality product without overwhelming the folks involved. It's being done through volunteers, and we don't want to overextend ourselves. But at the same time, if you leave it too long in between events, it starts to slip people's minds. So we feel like quarterly is a good balance of that, keeping events going, always something to look forward to without overwhelming anybody.
When it comes to Thrive, you guys just came out in 2017, entering now 2018. I guess my question for you is, I know we just on the city council meeting on Monday, we had the Knoxville Chamber of Commerce laying their foundation for what they'd like to see going on. What is something Thrive could do or you'd like to see out of Thrive when it comes to the chamber and helping with them? And another, besides the 4 events coming up throughout the year, what are some other things that you personally would like to see out of Thrive in 2018?
Well, I think one of the big reasons Thrive came about is to try and help the public and really their perception of our community. I think we're really looking to accentuate the positive, bring positivity, but also point it out. You know, and I think sort of as a segue to the other part of your question, I think Thrive has the opportunity to work with the chamber to do positive things. And if you listen to what Megan McKay said as she presented for the chamber at the last council meeting, the chamber has its goals and it's looking to head in a direction with more of a business, economic development focus. And traditionally, the Knoxville Chamber has had a big hand in events. And so I think Thrive has an opportunity to dovetail with the chamber and maybe help with some of the lifting power as those events go forward. So I think there's a lot of opportunity to partner. I think it's good for the community when all these organizations can work together, can grow together. And I think that's what you're seeing. I think Thrive has had meetings with the chamber, and we've had these sorts of discussions of how we can help to work together. And I think there's a great opportunity right now to bring about some positivity and some energy from people in this community. So once again, just would encourage people. You know, I think a lot of times folks are looking for an opportunity to give. They may not be able to devote hours every week or even every month, but you might have 3 or 4 hours on a given Saturday. Be involved with Thrive. We'll need folks to help us for Spring into Parks, for the 4th of July, for these other events. You don't have to make a huge commitment of your time or money. Just come out and be involved, and we would love to have your help and your input.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Knoxville City Manager and Thrive member Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.